Arg! We do love pirates here at Fancy Pants Studios. What with their peg legs and hooky hands. Mostly, though, we love Danny Pirate. And shiver me timbers, you should too. DannyPirateStudios.com is the place to go when looking for high-quality minis. With the code FANTASYPANTS, you can get 15% off. Fantasy Pants for 15% off. Now that's a steal. And we pirates do love to steal. So set sail on the World Wide Web and visit DannyPirateStudios.com today. Arg. Themselves and were a great source of mystique on the world of Noire. It was only under the rule of Lord de Piero Montelio that the Turtles began to openly trade with the Navis Rosinda and really enter the conquered world scene. With his people completely unmatched in the fishing trade, it was only inevitable that the Kings of Cologne reach out a gracious hand and invite the Turtle Lord into their fold as a seventh member of the Merchant Monarchy. But Lord Appare did not achieve this alone. His young ward and financial advisor, Le Doux Lemoire, has been an invaluable asset to his coffers. Though born lowly amongst the ranks of the Turtles, Le Doux's mind for numbers swiftly distinguished himself in the Lord's eyes and granted him a permanent role in the Montelio household. Also of note in this household are Master Defense Blanche Trudeau and the young Lord and heir Jean Franklin. And I think, well, there's little else to say about these two figures.
3 o'clock. Let's get back to you, Blanche.
It's 3 now?
It's 3 o'clock in game.
Oh, great. I didn't realize it was so late.
It was 2:30 last time. A lot of shit happened. 3 o'clock.
Huh.
Things have calmed down in the cellar. Jean and Ledoux seem subdued and contemplative. Very, very nervous. There's a static energy in the air. The airs. Maybe the targets of some killer. Whoever it was that they killed Mello Aura. You just hear Jean kind of to himself in the corner. I don't understand. I. And mingle with the silence, sort of breaking it, you can hear notes of song, muted and muffled. A powerful, rolling voice. Beautiful, like the golden waves falling on the white, pristine sands of the beaches of the Golden Bay. You can hear it coming from above you, sort of through the ceiling. I think one of the Duergar kind of looks up.
Diva Luma, stretching her voice no doubt for the coming show. Not long now until the scheduled start, just an hour or so. Hopefully Captain Alden will keep them from happening though, unless we don't go bringing everyone together until this thing is figured out, right? Though I doubt the Grand Master will care a shit for our concerns, eh? Kind of nudges his buddy there, just kind of grunts.
And maybe this very chatty Duergar's kind of looking around. Looks to you, Blanche.
You mentioned to your pupil that you believe all the heirs are in danger. Is this a bloodletter plot? I mean, if so, why would that be? Why talk of the heirs instead of the kings? Hell, Mello Aura was considered well-liked amongst the general populace. A bit meek, but a little greed in his bones at all. What message does it send to kill off the heirs? Who would do that, right?
And maybe his partner, you can hear beside him just say,
not a person, but a curse.
Oi, Grumby, we were sworn.
I'm sorry, sir, but they didn't deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know. And I'm not staying silent a moment longer. You heirs, all of you were cursed long ago. You remember, kind of turns to his partner, you remember the Forest Witch's words? Van Bill, you remember the price for not another word. I will have you arrested for breach of contract. I will.
They gotta go. Silent. Now, last now, Blanche, what are you doing in the midst of all this?
Wow. Gosh. Okay, I guess this is as good a time as ever. While the guards are busy arguing, Blanche is going to hand Jean the Ring of Spell Storing.
Ho, ho, ho. Okay.
That we got at Mountain Mania.
And I believe that requires attunement, so he would probably have it active right around 4 o'clock.
Right.
He takes it.
Sir, this is Mesmerize Ring. Are you sure?
There are a couple of luminary spells in there. Major Image and Phantasmal Force. I can't stay with you this whole time, but whether it's a curse, do you know anything about this curse? Or the blood letters, or whatever.
I don't think this is madness. Why? They're right. Why the heirs? I mean, Mello's known for being well-liked. He didn't do anything. Why? The heirs. Why?
I don't know yet, John. I don't know. But wear that ring and be safe. I'm going to leave Turbo here with you as well. And she's going to pull her familiar out of its extra-dimensional space. I can keep an eye on you this way.
Very well. I imagine Turbo just flits off under the ceiling very quietly.
Exactly,
kind of like,
yeah.
Like upside down, looking out. And it's like a perfect security camera, mm-hmm. having this bat's eyes in the corner looking out once from me, like swiveling its head slowly back and forth here and there to give you the whole perspective of the room. And you could see through Turbo's eyes everything.
Can you tell I've been...
It's a good move.
Can you tell I've been strategizing over the past week?
I can tell. That's some good moves. Some really good moves.
So I think I missed something at the end.
Yeah.
What did that second guard say about the curse?
Some of the, you remember the forest witch's words, Ben
the
Bell.
Forest
the
witch's
price
words.
For, and then he cut off, was cut off.
Huh.
Okay. Something about being arrested for breach of contract.
Right.
They can't say anything.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I think Blanche needs to reconnect with Jean, with Jules.
Okay.
Blanche has reconnected with Jean. Now it's time for Blanche to go reconnect with Jules.
Yeah, you laid some fantastic like support down here already.
Yeah, it's like I don't really see the point of spending an hour down here. So Blanche is going to make her leave and go find Jules.
Can Turbo warn you if something's amiss or anything like that, or do you just keep on regularly checking back in? Like yo, you blink, you're Turbo, you blink, you're Blanche, just kind of seeing things. Like I'm curious what that looks like. For you.
Yeah, so while Blanche is within 100 feet of Turbo, they can communicate telepathically. And as an action, I can switch to seeing through its eyes and hear what it hears.
And I believe you might leave 100 feet when you move up towards Zenya Ruba's room.
Let's see. Okay. So
but what nice thing though is the ballroom, you can even hear just above you if that's like where Diva Luma's in the salon. Yeah, you heard, which is right next to the ballroom, mm-hmm. kind of practicing, putting on her face, all that, is right above. So that means you would be able to see everything during the performance and all that if you're around for those things.
Okay.
Yes. Turbo would work perfectly then.
Yeah, so I'll try to figure out maybe like what the radius would be on the second floor and the third floor, because it'll get smaller and smaller as we get higher and higher up.
Perfect. Yes, that's a good idea. Yeah, with Zenya's room being at the far eastern ring or wing, and this being kind of like sort of centralized, I think you'll be slightly out of range when you hit the second floor and then sort of edge of that. But let me double check that really fast for you. It's like the fringe edge of your ability to see, because it's also the second floor up. So I think you would probably, if you get to Zenyuba's room, you're out, but in the hallways of the second floor, you're okay.
Of the second floor.
Keep in mind. Second floor. That's where Zenya it would be. And that's where you know Jules is now if you're heading that way.
Okay.
But up until the point you'd like hit that room, you could flicker, you know, look down, see through Turbo's eyes, go back to yours. So you're basically just kind of trying to stay, you know, aware of where your range would be. Where your Wi-Fi, if your security camera cuts out.
Right.
okay. And with that, you're moving to Jules?
Yes.
So with that, Blanche, you turn from your pupil who takes the ring in hand, slides it on, is like closing his eyes, letting it kind of like the power sort of funnel into it, trying to attune. It gives you one last word, a thankful nod, a nervous nod.
Stay safe, Tadpole. I'll check in when I can.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
For what?
This is kind of almost a sad little smile. We'll talk later. You have things to do.
All right. Blanche turns to leave.
Back upstairs.
I forgot that we're in this moment.
A frozen moment. Harlan stands kind of like in this sort of shocked, awkward pose of, do I interfere? What do I do? As Jules, you are roughly grabbing like one hand on your, like the back of your cloak. Another kind of like hauling you around the arm, just pulling you out. Mix Margus Ruba wants you gone. Xenia stands in the sort of like at the edge of the room, kind of the door to the balcony, hand out towards yours, and you just heard her mind. You're hearing all their minds. And you hear, I killed Mello. Oh, gods. I killed him. 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 Behind you, Harlan's taking this in.
What is this? What's going on? Jules knows something. Something big, and I am to find out what he knows. He knows something.
New cuts to Margus.
I have to protect her. I have to get them out. But the spell, he cast a spell. No visible effect. What spell? What did he do? What did he do?
And perhaps as they're moving you, they kind of stop and freeze. You have a moment where you can look back at their eyes and you see them kind of narrow for a moment. And you hear in your mind,
please be honest with me, Jules LaRoche. Are you reading our thoughts right now? Nod for yes.
Fuck.
And you cast something with no visible effect. I was thinking about it, and I'm
my
like,
loot
Margus.
Glue. My loot glowed.
It glowed, but I mean, you did something.
Nothing to give away
it's
what
suspicious.
The spell is.
They don't know. I mean, you could say no here. Margus is a king who's existed amongst the taverns, who has seen a lot of stuff. And I think it only makes sense that of all the kings of coin, Margus Ruba would possibly know about this kind of magic and be suspicious.
Point of clarification, though, yeah. Maybe don't say no, because I think you said that Margus thinks this question.
Yeah.
So if you answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so fun.
I already know what I'm going to do.
The best sort of gotcha moment.
Jules takes a moment. She looks frozen, Margus in the eye.
Frozen, intense, hands shaking on you.
And he doesn't nod or shake his head. He just says, trust me.
I'm guessing you already know everything. You are not having the Silent Burst Captain arrest my daughter.
Is this all thoughts or is he saying this?
Thoughts.
Okay.
I have no choice but to trust you now. You're right. I will trust you. I am going to force Harlan to leave. And then we'll be open with you in full. You may push deeper into my mind if you want to check my intentions, but you can trust me. But I beg of you, do not pry into my daughter's mind. She is in pain, and it would be better to hear the truth as she willingly tells it. If this is acceptable to you, give me a sign.
Jules nods.
You are released. And Margus turns instead to Harlan.
Harlan, leave this room now. I will speak with Jules LaRoche alone. Mix, you know I can't do that. Harlan, if I force you out, will you fight back against the King of Coin? Would you like me to put you in that position?
Jules looks to Harlan. It's okay.
Very well, Mix Margus. Jules, the room is yours.
And he kind of like steps out. You have to take thoughts active still? Are you kind of like checking on anybody or... Because I think, technically, I give you all the thoughts, but technically, I think you're supposed to choose targets. I'm just being dramatic and fun. So I'm assuming you're letting it flicker between people.
Yeah.
So it's still active? Okay.
Yeah.
And you can hear that just grumbling, like,
I will know what he knows. I will.
As the door closes and he steps away. And you are in the room with Margus and Xenia. Xenia kind of moves in. Begins to approach, and Mix Margus doesn't say another word. They just look to you, look to their daughter, kind of nod this somber, slow nod, and then step back.
Go ahead.
And Xenia, just like before, sits down on the bed, and this time she leaves a spot for you to sit beside her.
Yeah, Jules sits.
And I think she doesn't know this whole conversation you guys just had, so she's just confused as to why this whole thing just kind of undid itself.
She was about to confess to something when this interruption occurred, but that's my way of handling detect thoughts, is I think we don't need to draw this out. Margus is smart enough to realize they've been caught, and I think it's time we come clean. Xenia wanted to regardless, and with that last roadblock out of the way, she sits down and looks you in the eyes, those eyes once again brimming with tears, black sort of makeup running down. She seems, it's so hard to get the words out.
It's okay. You can tell me.
It was me. I killed Mello. I met him in his rooms. First thing we got here, I changed into... The two of us have been secretly dating each other. It started last year, the last March of Vice, the last one of these, and we've been talking in secret, making plans for when we would meet again, and I had a particular, fantasy I wanted to play out. Jules and Dance. You're like the cutest couple, I said. And so we got costumes. He got a Jules costume for me, and I got the Dance costume, and I went to his rooms. And I don't know what happened. We were together and drinking, and it was so great, and we were happy, and I looked to see Mello snatching the knife from the fruit platter. He came at me, swinging, looking crazy, and it was like all the rage in the world filled my body. I was barely aware of myself. I took the knife from him, and I stabbed him again. And again, I stabbed him. And when I came to, only moments had passed, but my costume was covered in blood. And I was panicking. I was going crazy. I knew if this was discovered, Samira would have me arrested and sent to the Sky Prison. And I was being selfish, I know, but I was so scared, Jules. I was...
Well, that sounds to me like self-defense.
No. No. I wanted to kill him. I felt it. Red, hot rage. Never like this before. I don't understand. It was so fast, it...
And I think in this moment, your mind might flash back to something. You seem like you had a little idea already, gentlemen. Tell me, did the last puzzle piece hit for you yet?
Nope. Not for me.
I think it would for Jules. Because I think this memory, a particular memory...
Like on God's breath, right?
...would ring very clear in Jules' mind. I think you hear a voice. A raspy voice. An undead monster echoing across the walls of Hollow Mine.
My ally in Zinda was so kind to offer me such a substance. Dose him with it all.
Your mind flashes to a box with some pink, ashy remnants lying at the bottom. Your mind flashes to Arhalon's eyes, wide and wild with rage. Perhaps an explanation flashes through your mind, a moment at the bar of the coyote following your adventure in Saint Etienne. As Arhalon describes his point of view of your battle in the mine,
it was horrid. My mind flooded with a deep and primal anger. I couldn't control myself at all. Those who I saw as my foes, as my prey, I felt a need to slaughter. At first it was just you, Jules, but when you convinced my sleeping mind of Zavar's own part in Zeb's death, he became a target as well. Though I feel that I would have killed everyone else in my sight, everyone, once the two of you were dead. It was madness.
Perhaps your mind even flashes back to the giant Cayman, snapping suddenly and crashing into your wagon. Its focus was drawn to the turtles, who might be considered its natural prey. And we flash back to... this moment, to Xenia's confession.
I thought of Amalmata's death at the hands of the bloodletters, the protesters, and so I ran to the wall and I drew the bloodletter symbol in Mello's blood. I just wanted to throw everyone off. And then I went to the window. I stripped off my costume pieces. I dropped them outside. I was all the way into the hallway before I realized I still had the knife. Without thinking, I slid it under the bathroom door. I didn't realize it was occupied. I didn't know your friend was in there. I never wanted anyone to get the blame for my crime. I just wanted confusion. I just wanted to get away. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything.
That doesn't sound like it was your fault. And don't worry. We're going to figure this out. And you're going to be okay.
You don't understand.
She glances over to her Tata.
I'm a half-orc. They'll say it's my blood, my rage. They'll just chalk it up to that. Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't know why I did it.
Margus just looks down very, like, somberly, fists shaking.
Jules looks up at Margus. I've seen something like this before.
Their eyes go wide.
What? This... it really wasn't her. I knew it, but... what could do this?
I think somebody put something in the drinks that made this happen.
Their mouths move, and a whispered word kind of barely reaches your ear.
Beast's breath.
I've heard rumors in taverns. Old folk stories of a concoction, a poison. Witches of the jungle would make using the essence of Beezas, the jungle rage spirits. Hadn't connected the dots, but if it's really real, this could be Beezas' breath. But who would have access to something like that?
Who?
We killed someone. A witch. A jungle witch. We hired on the Silent Verse, the Dwarven clan for the first time. We brought them to our world to help us kill this witch in secret. She gave the Grand Master, all of us, the jelly flower, the first seeds. And we were going to pay whatever price she asked for, but the price she asked for, we could not pay. We couldn't pay it.
Ask me what the price was. Ask me what the price was. It's dramatic. Do it. And I'll give it to you for free. I want build up, damn it.
What was the price?
Our children. Our eldest children. Our heirs. But she's dead. Proud Edun is dead. We made sure she was dead. We were all there. Even De Piero. He wasn't among us yet, but we were all there. We all saw. She died, Jules.
But she's a witch.
Even witches are mortal.
Who was there?
All the kings. And the Silent Verse. That's all. Those are the only ones who know any of this. We couldn't let it get out that the Jelly Flower was founded on murder. And we didn't want to kill anyone, but we had to. She said that she would take the price herself. Should we not offer it freely, we would not give up our children.
And they just have, like, the muscles sort of flaring, that same rage. As Margus looks at Xenia, that protective gaze.
We would not give up our children.
Well, then somebody's following through on that collection.
Blanche, you hit the top of the stairs just in time to hear the door open back into Xenia's room. You turn the corner and see Harlan pushing in with a couple of other Dwargar that were waiting just outside. Harlan pushes into the room again. Margus,
what are you doing? I think we've waited long enough. I don't know what you're not telling me.
He kind of moves sort of closer to the bed, kind of like strolls around.
But you all know something, don't you? You all know something. Blanche, you step into the room now.
Is the tech thought still active?
No, it only lasts for 1 minute.
Okay.
And it's been over a minute if you hear them talk.
Yep.
Jules, what's going on here?
Just asking them around, getting a little more information.
I know you're in it too, Blanche. Master Defense. I need information, solid information to bring back to Lady Samira, and I'm out of time. Who done it? You know something. I've played the fool long enough, but I'm not the fool.
I should know at this point, very, very silently, Chester slides into the room too.
Okay, so combat is right around the corner.
I just want to say, in case things go down, Chester's always there. Immediately eyes go to Jules, kind of like waiting for any kind of signal to do anything. But he's not, you know, definitely hands not on weapons, because it's the police.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Harlan, I've just gotten back from speaking with your prisoner, who you arrested earlier for suspicion. So, without a sit rep, I I don't believe I can tell you who the killer is. Why don't you tell me what you know?
Why don't I? All right. I think I will.
All right. I was going to make this a secret roll, but I'll just do it right out in the open.
What are you doing?
Harlan, I said he approached the bed. He reaches slightly like under the top pillow and just barely peeking out, looking out of the room, you now see a recording diamond that I placed last episode when Margus moved onto the balcony and Harlan was unseen. Like I said, I will know. It was a promise. It was a fact.
Wow.
And Harlan holds the diamond up.
I'm going to take a look at this. Nobody make a move while I do. The room is just like this frozen, tense. Margus looks like they're about to just, you know, charge. Xenia's shocked horror. The Duergar are at the ready. And Harlan holds it up and gets to watch.
How does transferring video from a diamond work?
You have to say transfer, I think.
Yes.
You have to, like, hold it, touch it to it, and then transfer. But you have to kind of, like, it's a sort of process to find the exact pieces you want. Kind of, like, in your mind, you're almost, like, cutting, editing, and pulling from the footage you're seeing.
So I can't take my diamond and take it from his?
You could try.
That's
going to
go
unbelievably dangerous
that's
thing
gonna
to try.
That's going to go bad, yeah.
I won't say no.
While Harlan's doing this, Blanche is going to cast Whisper at Jules. Sorry, not Whisper. Message. At Jules. Jules, what's going on here? Can you catch me up? You can whisper a reply in your mind and I'll hear you.
Ooh.
That's pretty awesome. Do you want to like say everything or do you want to just do a I catch Blanche up?
Let's just catch Blanche up.
There's so much stuff that just went down and I'd hate for you to like trying to go after all yeah, of it sure. And somebody miss something. It's very safe
I'm
to
just
say,
like still in like a daze.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit. It's kind of hitting the fans. So Blanche, you hear all of that. You were there. You had a full rundown following Santa Tian, where Jules told you everything. And this, I'm sure this mystery, like pink ash powder that drove a former ally into a crazed sort of rage state came up. A lot of puzzle pieces start slotting in for you.
So I would like to know what Blanche knows about witches. The particular thread that I'm pulling on, I want to know if it was just you misspeaking or me mishearing, or if I'm onto something. Edun was a jungle witch that they killed.
Yes.
Downstairs, the Duergar mentioned a forest witch.
Oh, just misspeak.
Damn.
Look, okay.
I thought there was the jungle witch, the forest witch, the mountain witch.
Let me recover from this. The Duergar come from a world where there are no jungles, but there are like underground
so
forests.
So all trees are
and
forests.
And so all trees are forests. There, okay. I fucking rule.
Okay.
That's why. I don't make mistakes.
So
try again.
Well, then, I would like to know what Blanche knows about witches. Like, are there covens of witches? I mean, there are seven kings of coin. What's not to say that there are more witches who are out there to take vengeance for Edun?
Oh. Jungle witches, as they kind of name them, are extremely rare. You rarely ever hear them. And maybe even like the existence of this proud Edun, this like they're like creatures of such legend and folklore here, such like boogeyman-ish kind of lore, that the fact that this name didn't come up, like you never heard of Proud Edun, must mean that this was a well-kept secret by the Kings of Coin. Nobody's aware of this witch that had existed, that had been murdered. And on top of that, like, I think you'd find it hard to think there would be a lot of them. Maybe there could have been a coven. Maybe there could be others. Maybe there could be family. But you don't know a lot because these beings aren't well-known.
Sure. Fair. Well, in the time it took you to tell me that, I'm sure that Harlan has just about watched everything, so I guess let's deal with this fallout.
Let's deal with the fallout. Harlan slowly lowers the diamond where he's been watching into the sort of main facet of it. And again, as you watch, you hear everything just as like sort of in your mind as you catch the visuals of it. So you know that while you guys are talking, he's hearing the entire conversation. He finally lowers it.
Take Xenia Ruba to the south. We have our killer.
He looks towards you, Jules, and you, Blanche.
I thank you very much for helping with this. Lady Samira will be quite pleased to know her son will be avenged.
No, wait.
And the guards are just grabbing, sort of pulling out.
What are you doing? Don't make a move, Margus. You know what I know. You know I've got you. Best you can do now is stay and wait. This whole thing might blow over, right? Maybe there's more explanations. Maybe everything they're saying is true. But right now, I need a body. I need the killer. And I cannot let this fly by without telling Samira. You know I can. At the very least, we gotta make sure this shit does not happen again. This poison you speak of. What if it's still in there, right? Two of us cells. At least we're gonna have her shackled. For our safety. And hers.
Are you a proud officer? Are you proud of the work that you do?
I am. Yeah. And I done good work today. I caught a killer, didn't I?
You think that's going to stop it? What are you going to do when you wake up tomorrow with another body?
You're not a soldier, Jules LaRoche. Not like you, Blanche. Master Defense, you understand, right? The soldier's way. We follow orders. And my orders weren't to stop it, were they?
That's my not going to stop it.
My orders were to catch the killer.
You're not stopping it.
I'm doing what was asked of me.
You've only caught a puppet, and it wasn't without our help.
And perhaps this isn't over yet, and that's fine. I ain't stopping you from looking into this more. But I'm taking her to the cells.
Who else had access to the wine cellar, Harlan?
What? The wine cellar?
You heard everything that I heard.
I think this is what, you didn't hear any of that. And well, I think he looks over at Jules looks over at you,
out.
And kind of realizes what sort of went down between you. Kind of,
you and your tricks. I don't know. I'm not sure. Only the family, I think. I don't know who else would have had access. You were all outside till we all came in.
The Silent Verse can't get to the wine cellar?
No. Silent Verse, it's all access in the house.
And actually, as you're having this conversation, I'm going to bring up a few things that you guys do know. Fyodor actually mentioned to you at one point that he's only seen a few people moving down to the wine cellar, moving like past. I think he mentioned Amos Nir, Samira Ara, and... Oh, no. Not Samira, sorry. Amos Nir, Larissa Rin, and Azranir. Now, there are other ways down, but that door, at least, that stairway is down by the kitchen. Those are the only three that went by. Another thing you know, Jules, in Larissa Rin's mind, she's a perfectionist. And she was put off by the fact that when she went down to grab the wine bottle that was asked of in that note, it was in the wrong spot. The label was facing down. She wouldn't have put it back like that. She knows she wouldn't have. Someone had tampered with the wine bottle.
Yeah, I think between Amos Nir hiding his true heir, his cousin or aunt or whatever being tipped off that Jean is onto them. But like, what? I still don't get it. It's like, it's close, but I still don't get it perfectly.
Harlan pushes past you with Xenia. Actually, there's another Dwargar in the hallway that rushes over, kind of like out of breath and looking really flustered, and they start having a very hushed conversation. Harlan's sort of nodding.
Right. Yeah, I figured. Fucking hell.
Am I within 100 right. feet of Turbo at this point?
You did the step out of the room, but you could follow him out of the room and get to there.
Yeah.
Okay. You look?
Yes.
All seems okay in the cellar.
Pop that.
Jean is still attuning. Yeah, all is fine. Harlan turns to you as you kind of just as you phase back and just says,
sort of add more bad news onto your day, but for Grandmaster's getting impatient, we're nearing the time we have to get the performances ready. We have at least a killer, and I can't hold him back. He started to remember this is his house, and he's requested or demanded both of your presence in the ballroom. He wants you there for the performance. He wants anyone he can get. He likes to show off his shows, his toys.
Yeah, he likes to show off his poison. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I know there's a lot to process here, but you have to remember this is his house. And if he asks you to leave, I have to make you leave.
You tell the Grand Messer, I don't perform until Jean Franklin is freed.
I don't think you understand the Grand Messer. He don't make demands.
and the total stays in his cell. And he can't raise anything. He probably make moves.
No, you got the killer. You got the killer.
Oh, we did, but my men have told me that down there he admitted to trying to break into the Grandmaster's rooms, trying to look into matters he shouldn't be. And Le Dulamore, you caught him at the scene, points to you, Blanche. Now, we know they're not killers and all this, but they are criminals. I am not going to charge them. I'm not going to do anything about it in your honor, right? You've helped me out. I'll help you out here, but they are staying behind bars until this thing is over.
I'm so frustrated with this whole situation.
It all makes sense. Try to break my logic. Try.
It's like we either just let him take this kid to jail and then we have to go stand in the ballroom and just wait and react and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or we just fight the Silent Verse right here, I guess. And then, I don't know, and we don't even know if we should be fighting the Silent Verse.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know who the bad guys are. They're just trying to do their jobs. But, they're strict and they're rough. But that's their game.
One thing I know for sure is we have to get them both out of there before Sturge Man gets here.
You have until tomorrow. The performance shouldn't last very long. You have time afterwards to make everything happen. But, yeah.
I'm thinking it's Amos Nier. I just haven't quite put together exactly how it's Amos Nier.
I think... You see Xenia's just her eyes downcast, her tears just like falling down onto the floor, not fighting, not saying a word, but Harlan kind of sighs and looks to you, Blanche, eyes focused on you, Blanche, and they soften just a little bit.
Listen, I'm sorry about this. I know it seems rough, but I haven't been asked to be in the ballroom. The Grandmaster knows I have things to do, people to guard. I will personally stand guard in the cells. If there's poison involved, not food nor drink will touch my men's lips or mine. I promise you, we will be as safe as possible. We will not fail you. I'll protect the lady here.
With Jean and all these children locked up behind bars, you're not giving me a lot of reason to trust you, Harlan.
Look at it this way. If the heirs are in danger, now all the heirs are in one spot, under the best guard they can be. And we'll be watching for any poisoner's antics.
That doesn't put me at ease, Harlan.
It's all I got.
It's fish in a barrel.
Better than fish on dry land, choking on the air. It's what you get.
Sorry. That was good.
Yeah, that was good.
That was really,
really
good, David.
Pissed me off.
Yeah.
Can I get a button?
That was really good. No.
Can I get a button?
No.
Dude, like...
I'm gonna frustrate you guys so endlessly tonight. I knew it was going to, but...
Yeah, so who are the other heirs that are not arrested yet?
Well, that's the fun thing. Like,
it's the one jock guy, right?
Azra Nier, and...
But he's not even
one
an heir.
Who didn't show up.
What's
the name? Massimo Ains' son, who is... Let me go up to the page one of my 20-page notes. This is insanity. Jacopo Ain.
Yeah, so like... The other near kid, is nobody. It's really just them. Huh. Well, Harlan, all the heirs aren't locked up, are they?
I can't even try to lay a finger on Azra. For one, he's looking forward to this show, Diva Luma, more than anyone. For two, the Grandmaster will take it as a slight. Look, if you're in the ballroom, you can watch him for me. You trust me with yours, I trust you with mine, right? And I'll have guys there too. I'll keep guard at the door. Inside, keep an eye out for anything funny. If we're lucky, this was it. The one scheme, and it's over. And we have to be lucky. Because we're dealing with people here that aren't reasonable.
I feel like I could sit here for 6 hours trying to talk circles around Harlan, but I feel like we just have no...
Yeah.
We have no other course of action but to trust Harlan and go to this fucking party.
Yep. I hate it.
So sad.
I hate it.
The saddest player.
I don't have anything else to do.
Thanks for fucking us, David.
I'm a real asshole.
Put me on a rail, David!
And choo-choo. Enjoy the train ride from the caboose.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. What do you say, Jeremy? Let's just...
Harlan's moving away.
Nobody speaks to either of them. Nobody touches them.
All right. We stay quiet. I promise.
Prove it.
How?
That's just
okay, gotcha.
Just by doing it.
Right, you're good.
Show us you're capable
yeah,
of doing
it. Yeah, take out your sword. Let's go.
And with Xenia in hand, Harlan moves down the steps. You hear him commanding his men to disperse, go back to formation, form a line, make sure nobody else is moving through the manor, nobody else is sneaking about, nobody else is entering the grounds, you know, double guard. He's going to take, I guess, probably like him and one other right down there in the room. A few others will be kind of lingering around. Like he's making sure this thing is locked tight, and he's going to keep his eye personally. You can hear telling the guys on the sort of locked up airs.
Yeah, and we have to just assume trust in the Silent Verse.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're still up in Xenia's room?
Yeah.
Okay, so Blanche is going to look to Mix Margus. Well, what else can you tell us about all this witch business?
Margus is just staring.
If you couldn't pay
the... At the end of the hallway where they just sort of looped around and their daughter was taken away.
If you couldn't pay the price, then why did you cash the check?
We didn't know the price. She didn't tell us the price until afterwards. We thought it was money. And when she demanded it of us, we were tricked. The fool, the Grand Messer. He signed a contract.
Before knowing the price of the jelly flower?
Before knowing. You should go. Sounds like you'll be missed. I, for one, don't care. If the Grand Messer has me removed, I'm not going to sit there and celebrate for him puppet on a string while my daughter is... You should go.
We're going to need you, Mix. I don't know when, or why, or how, but we are very few allies in these walls. We want to help your daughter.
Give me a roll.
We want persuasion?
Sure.
I can't do that. 13.
Later, perhaps. I need time. I need time.
You still trust me?
I do. There was a trick that gave us away. Not your will. But I don't know that I trust them. Not with her life.
We need you.
Go ahead and roll. Give each a chance.
Was it persuasion?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's better at it.
23.
Okay. Fine. I'll be there with you. I'll keep my eyes open. I'll watch the Grand Messer closest of all.
Shall we flash to the ballroom?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Damn, I was going to say a cool line.
Do it now.
That just sounds stupid.
Do it now.
Yeah, come on.
This is no longer just a murder investigation. It's a rescue mission, too.
Yeah!
What was that? Come on. Sunglasses.
That was a cool line. You know what? How about you both take a button?
Whoa.
We'll tell you why.
We should probably start using those, huh?
We'll tell you why. One for you, Mr. Wolf, for that cool line, for just honestly some amazing RP in all these scenes. And one for you that I was going to give out earlier. Wasn't sure about it and decided to change your mind and do it now because that was some really cool setup you did with the ring of spell storing
nice.
And turbo surveillance
nice.
On the wall. Really cool shit. All
right,
take some
right.
buttons, guys. You're going to need them. Now let's
Love
go downstairs. Let's go downstairs to the ballroom. The ballroom looks much larger than its 50 by 40 feet as you take in the very sorry attendance. Diva Luma struts across the stage, her pink sequin dress shimmering in the bright light and her heels clicking with each step. Jules and Chester, at this point, you would stand behind the stage. If you plan to perform, actually, it's up to you. It sounds like not performing could be very dangerous
yeah.
being kicked out.
No,
but...
I think at this point, Jules is doing what he has to do.
All right. Chester's over there just like, all right, you bring the razzle, I'll bring the dazzle, all right? So can I use a slot? I can really dazzle them with a slot, right? Come on, what slot?
Fucking touch
just
your
a slot.
Slots.
All right, fine.
Chester, we might have combat soon, okay?
Oh, shit.
We might have combat soon.
Okay, all right. No slots. No slots. Oh, that's anyway. Just, you're kind of finagling with your instrument, getting ready. He's kind of like practicing some dance moves. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing, but this is, you know what? It's fine.
Just wiggle around.
I'll wiggle.
Just wiggle.
All right.
But no slots.
But no slots. If I see a slot being used, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Azrinir naturally stands at the front of the stage, hollering and hooting already at just this obnoxious overexcitement. Just, whoa, Diva Luma, sing one for me, baby. yeah. Just like, she's probably just glancing over him every once in a while with this extremely annoyed stare. Meanwhile, Amos Nears keeping to the back, sitting in this overly large, overly lavish chair at a personal table, a place from which he can see everyone else in the room. Larissa Rin stands behind him, hands clasped before her in a restful, respectful posture. And they both seem to cast occasional glances towards the cheering Azra, their eyes filled with a barely hidden sort of contempt, just ugh. Apart from them, you see DePierre Montelio sitting in the room, sharing a table with yourself, Blanche. He sits in a stoic silence, his eyes occasionally shooting a glare towards your magnanimous host. There are two Dwergar sitting at the doorway of the room, alert and watchful. Apart from Harland and another guard that stands in the cells downstairs, as I said, the rest are spread throughout and around the manor.
Visible?
Some are, some aren't. You never really know.
Hmm.
Margus Ruba, in my notes, was not going to be down here. What is down here? So I'll say Margus, do you think we'll be sitting at the same table as you and DePiero? Join in your silence?
Yeah, I guess we could. I could try to help them. I guess I could try to help mitigate their rage.
I think right now it's more of this huffing, quiet thing. Your table is very, very silent. And again, eyes constantly being cast over towards the Grand Messer, who just looks so proudly upon everything. And naturally, Samira Ara has chosen to stay in her room, given everything. Amos kind of raises a hand out. Just wait until you see the effects. The pyrotechnics, the mist. Diva Luma puts on one hell of a show. The whole palace will be shaking with it. It'll let those that fool upstairs know what she's missing out in her mourning. just echoing laughter. It just like glares shot his way. I think on the stage you hear Diva Luma just turns towards you, Jules. Ugh, he is a slimy one, isn't he? Oh, well. As macabre as it may be, I'm not going to deny the Grand Messer his show. He is right, though. I do have some special effects rigged up to start things off. It was quite a mad rush to set them up while everyone was in here. Make sure you stand back from the show's start. I don't want you guys getting hurt on my account. I have a couple little boom boxes going to go off and cause a little bit of a shake. But, you know, should be a little loud, but totally harmless. Kind of gives you a wink. I'll cue you in after my second number. You guys ready to go? It's about that time.
Yeah, sure.
All right. The omelets have not been delivered yet.
Dude, like, are the pyrotechnics just going to go off and, like, spray this poison everywhere and it's just going to be, like, a mass room of people in a rage?
Hey, I don't know. you're here in this room. All this kind of going down. I imagine you're flickering in a turbo.
Well, I have like constant communication with him. It says I have the Sorry, let me pull up the exact words. Wire thin within 100 feet of you, you can communicate with it telepathically.
Okay, so it can't really feed information to you necessarily. Like, it doesn't really know what suspicion. It's still a bat.
Okay,
so Turbo's not gonna be like, hey, you better check this shit out. They're reaching for a weapon or something. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, fair.
You know, there's a weird stranger in here. Like, I don't recognize this Dwergar. Turbo speaks like that now for some reason, if he does speak. Hello, Lady Blanche. What's going on?
All right. Then, yeah, I'll flicker in and out of my stupid familiar.
Okay, cool. That's cooler and more dramatic. I like it. We cut down to the basement as you flicker into Turbo's POV up on the wall. And I think you just hear immediately the sounds of two turtles talking. The two are still locked in a cell together, still kind of quiet. Their constant bickering sort of died down. Just outside of the cell, I think, like, sitting on a crate, you see Xenia is actually manacled, sort of hand and foot, because, again, they were afraid of both, like, her kind of raging out, so they didn't want to throw her in the cell with the turtles, because obviously that would be a problem. So right now, it's not the most comfortable situation, but it's the situation. She's just staring down, sort of forlornly, her eyes occasionally glancing up towards the room above, where you can hear the occasional muted from Azra. Kind of looks, you know, forlorn and sad. There's also a spark of maybe like jealousy. He's just looking so forward to this when the world was sane. We cut to the turtles, though. The dude just standing up and kind of looking around, kind of frustrated.
Well, this is just intolerable. Trapped down here for who knows how long, I'm sure. I guess you're regretting ever coming back, aren't you, John Franklin? An absolute failure of an investigation for both of us, huh? Huh?
And John's not really taking on that same measure. He kind of just shrugs. He looks out the bars.
You know, I'm not just here to investigate. When this is over, I'm going to come home. I'm going to compete in the Golden Bay Tourney, and I'm going to honor Condorella in glorious battle and bless our people with golden tides. There's just a... Do you think that will make them forgive you after you up and ran away, plotted against your own house without a word to anyone? Are they that upset with me?
Just this long pause, and Ledoux's eyes kind of go downcast.
In truth, no. No, they're actually quite ecstatic. Even Lord De Piero is delighted with your little escapades. He'll never admit it to you, of course. You're the first total luminary, a hero to all of them. Nobody cares at all about how carelessly you abandoned them for your own new path. Well, almost nobody. I'm sorry I left Ledoux. It isn't that I didn't care. I wanted to do the right thing, to find the path of honor. Please understand, and
sort of rounds on him.
Was it worth it? Did you find this path? I still don't know.
And John kind of steps backwards. I feel like I've only just failed in all regards.
I worked briefly as a thug for a terrible man. I failed to save the life of a treasured friend. I've allowed the release of criminals and publicly stood in defiance of our world's greatest hero. Every step I take, I seem to dance around my own ideals. And now this!
Waves his hand around this whole cell, this whole situation.
It seems like all I'm good for is causing trouble for my friends and family. I'm just confused. Well, what if you're supposed to be? What if doing the right thing, the honorable thing, is just refusing? You're confusing to reflect on. I mean, you look upon your actions as if you're me, scouring the treasury for every discrepancy in the logs, but you're thinking too much, Jean Franklin. Maybe you just need to do what feels right. I mean, it hasn't gone terribly for you so far. You say you are a burden to your friends, but at least you have friends, these people that are happy to be burdened by you. People love you for a good reason, I think.
And John's eyes sort of turned to his.
Thank you. They do.
Their eyes lock, and there's just this long moment where their faces grow gradually closer. Closer. And then a quake just runs through the room as upstairs in the bar and the first pyrotechnics go off. Dust rains down from the ceiling and the turtles break the stair to leap back from it. Never wanting to get dirty, these turtles.
I'll give you a button for a kiss.
John just looks up like,
ugh, I guess the show has begun.
Outside the cell, Xenia just,
please. Please just let me watch this show. I promise to stay put. You can even shackle me or whatever. I just can't stay in this basement thinking about... Oh, please, Harlan.
Inspired by her words, Harlan nods, then moves over to her. John just looks up at the ceiling, taking in the muffled sound of Azra's cheers from above and maybe the sound of some, like, some music kind of starting up.
Well, it would be a shame to miss out on Jules, but I actually feel better off down here. I mean, if someone's really out to get me. Besides, it sounds a bit loud for my refined and royal tastes. Do give Jules a cheer for me.
He turns to Xenia, just in time to see Harlan's sword sliding through her chest. Her mouth opens in a silent gasp, blood pooling behind her lips. Her soul, her essence, seems to fade from her eyes as she slides off of the blade, collapsing onto the cellar floor.
No! No! Damn it! No! What are you doing, Captain?
And Harlan turns to Jean, whipping a streak of fresh blood from the tip of his blade. The other Duergar, the one called Grumby, approaches with the cell key in hand. Both their movements are odd and swaying, their faces locked in fits of twitching rage. Their eyes, their pupils are large and hollow things. Jean's eyes flash to a spear leaning up on the wall across the room from the cell. His eyes remain locked on it as he raises an arm behind him, shoving his companion towards the back corner, away from the bars.
Ledoux, stand behind me. Do you remember the forms and techniques Master Blanche would use to command me? Do you remember?
I do. Yes, I...
In that case...
The sounds of keys turning in the lock, the bar door creaking open.
Brace for Riptide!
I imagine, Blanche, you've cut from this perspective and are already making to run.
Oh, yeah. She's already in Blade Song. Before, she gets the extra 10 feet of speed.
Blade Song. The sound rings out, and you're making a move. But before you get a chance, the second you sort of drop your perspective, a different scene of chaos immediately unravels before your eyes. You see that a pink haze floods the stage of the ballroom as a pod above it has been shattered, some special effect. And then you see a darting shadow flying out of the haze. Diva Luma dives forward, yanking something off of her shoe. You can see the sheen of a blade where the false heel has been removed as she dives off the stage into the cheering, excited form of Azra Nir. Her bladed heel takes him square in the throat. You see black veins rise up against Azra's skin as blood streams out onto Diva Luma's foot and ankle. He falls backwards as his father breaks out in a horrified gasp. There's a madness to Luma's features. Rage is bulging her eyes and locking her teeth together in seething, heavy breaths. Larissa is rushing a shrieking Amos away from the stage towards the back. De Piero seems frozen in place. Disbelief has locked his features. The two Duergar that stand at the door move to draw weapons, but slowly, too slowly. And Luma's eyes, wide and wild, flicker to you, Jules, the closest living being in sight. As the battle diva, the luminary adventurer, arches her back and releases a manic, monstrous scream. Ah! We'll call it there!